Office Hours, a social science podcast produced at the University of Minnesota, featuring conversations with prominent scholars, researchers, and other movers and shakers in the social world.
This episode, we speak with Doug Hartman and Chris Eugen, the dynamic duo behind our very own website, The Society Pages. Big changes are afoot at TSP, and Chris and Doug are here to give us the scoop on the new features heading to thesocietypages.org in the coming weeks and months. So, Doug, it looks like you've been active on the Society Pages homepage today. I see this new thing called the reading list. What's up with that?
Yeah, it's one of the numerous new pieces of content that we're planning to launch here as we relaunch the Society Pages.
Relaunch. Those are big words. What do you mean by relaunch, Doug?
Well, as I think most of the people that follow us have some sense of, we wrapped up our career as editing contexts. Our last issue was released in November of 2011. So we spent the fall and the summer before that thinking what was next. And we decided that we were really excited to continue the kind of public engagement vision for sociology and the social sciences that we championed as editors of contexts. And what we wanted to do next with that, we figured, well, what's successful of what we've got? And we realized our website really was. And it was something that was independent, never had really been. It was kind of parallel to context, but separate from it. And we thought, okay, let's take the success we've had there. And the success, I think, has been good, right, Chris? We've had a million hits a month, and that's pretty good content, pretty good audience and eyeballs on the content. We figured, let's spin something off of that. Reading list is one of the new things that we've got with that. We're hoping every couple of days to have classic or new or contemporary articles, books that seem relevant to something going on in the media, in the current culture, and what's some sociology that's somehow relevant. So we're going to try to do that every couple of days, update that list, give you something to think about, our readers, our viewers, something to think about, something to pursue in terms of their own reading. And we got a lot more of that that will hopefully go along with this idea of the relaunch.
So the idea is that if I want to learn what's new and exciting in sociology, or what's maybe older but still relevant, I can follow the Society Pages on Twitter or on Facebook, or go to the website, and there's always some new one article with a nice short compelling reason to read it, right?
Hopefully,
that's the elevator pitch. All right.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, one way we talked about that is a little bit of I think one of the things we really had a lot of fun with and people found valuable from context was the discoveries feature. Where we track journal articles and tried to pick out ones that were really relevant and timely for a public audience. And this isn't exactly that, because it'll be a lot more interdisciplinary. It'll be classic stuff as well as new original research, but in a little bit shorter, snappier form, doing that same kind of thing and doing it really to respond to the current currents in the media, in politics, and current events. So we can kind of be tracking what's in the media on any given day or week and put something up right away that is sociologically relevant.
So you mentioned it would be broader, not just sociology, but more social science broadly. So, and it says here on the homepage, it says social science that matters. So can you explain that a little bit? What's wrong with sociology, guys? What are you talking about here? You trying to diss the field? What's going on?
Well, yeah.
You are.
We're definitely trying to diss the field. No, we love sociology. Some of us actually work in sociology departments and champion them. But I think the idea is that there's a lot happening in social science more generally that touches on the things we care about in geography, in psychology, even in economics that we'll want to cite to talk about, to learn about. One of the things that has been really terrific about the context experience at Minnesota has been our grad board. And we've had graduate students in sociology doing work, and now we're even expanding the grad board a little bit to look at bringing in some folks with expertise in other areas as well. So I know that, Doug and I, when we're talking about what's the most exciting new work that we're reading, a lot of the time it's sociology, but a lot of the time it's not. And so that this will give us a little bit more of an opportunity to stretch out a bit. But I'd say sociology will still be the focus.
Yeah, I
maybe the core, the starting point. But you know, even when we were doing contexts, we often felt like we delved into political science or geography. And I think for me, what's exciting is to be able to do that as the material, as the subjects out in the culture warrant. We've been thinking about that a lot, I think, with politics. You know, we're going to try to have a set of commissions, some features and content that'll be about politics in the context of the Republican primaries and the upcoming elections. And, you know, there's some great sociology on politics and, you know, political sociology, but a lot of that's in political science too. So we can kind of delve into that, bring that in as it's relevant when there's questions about polling or about election processes or about the demographics of voters. You know, whatever it's in a sense, it's less about what discipline it originates in and more about what's really relevant, interesting, and important that people want to know about.
So when you said you're going to be commissioning some pieces, what kind of stuff are you talking about here? I mean, I get the impression from talking to you, I have a feeling that, you know, you've got some bigger vision here about, you know, about how to do this stuff online, where it's not just about blogging and they're not all going to be short paragraph long reading list posts, right? You want to do a lot of different kinds of content, right? So maybe give us a preview. What kind of content can we expect to see on the Society pages in the coming weeks?
Well, first, let me just reassure everybody that, you know, our family of bloggers that is, you know, really popular, influential, has a big following, those guys are going to all stay around. They're part of this. They'll stay the same. But what we're going to try to do is add and supplement to that with more of our original content it's not going to be op-eds. It'll be, you know, bringing social science to the media, to the broader public. One example of that, I think, you know, maybe alluding to it, is we have this idea called the white papers that we're going to try to develop short, kind of 1,500, 2,000 word articles on topics that are really timely and relevant. That politics right now would be one of those themes, where some they'll be written by us, our student board, or our friends and collaborators in the field who've written with us before, kind of giving people, you know, answers to important questions, overviews of important fields of work, in that hopefully lively, snappy, accessible style that we tried to pioneer and champion in context. Do that online. That's the idea. But new stuff, right? I mean, that's really where we take the skills that we've developed as editors, the connections that we've gotten as scholars in the field, and try to, you know, generate content that has a value and an interest of its own. And, you know, maybe a little bit more than just your day-to-day op-ed commentary kind of thing that you see on a lot of blogs.
Yeah, that seems to be the challenge, really, is, you know, there's all the space in the world if you want to give your opinion and find opinions out there. But a place, you know, that's what people miss when they lament the demise of print media, if, you know, if that's actually happening, is that a place where there's a, you know, space for people to really stretch out and learn about a lot of factual information. And, you know, so we're going to try to do that on TSP. That's exciting.
That's right. I think, you know, so, you know, A, it's not kind of op-ed, it's not sociological opinions. It really is information and perspectives from sociology and the social sciences. And I think both of those are important, that, you know, social science brings different kind of information and facts. Sometimes it's missing in the public space, but also maybe a little different angle and perspective. We put things in a broader context. Right. We draw out the implications. We think long term, either of future implications or think back in the past of the precursors that bring something about, that help explain why a particular phenomenon looks like it does in the contemporary world. So hopefully it won't just be, you know, the kind of immediate reaction that the media will provide, but it'll be a little bit more distant, a little bit more reflective on really contemporary current trends, issues, debates, but they can have that kind of more reflective kind of orientation and tone that I think scholars are uniquely positioned. I mean, that's what our job is to do that.
So what does the Society pages look like? What's the organizational structure of the Society pages? Who is it? Just the two of you?
It's pretty lean and mean right now. We have a terrific managing editor, Letta Page, who this position is really critical in that she really acts as a producer in many ways, kind of making connections, getting work off the ground. But also making sure that content that Doug's describing is edited and clean and accessible. And so much of what we read online just isn't edited. And so we think that's going to help draw readers. We also have one of our founders and web editors here. What's his name again?
John Schmuck, I don't know.
Smajda.
Yeah, weird last name.
Yeah. Now, so we're going to be continuing to work with John, and we won't say anything nice about the terrific design work, web work that he does. But John's also going to be working on content, and clearly a really important part of the team. We've got kind of a ragtag bunch of pirates or grad students who will also be working on content, working with us on all facets.
Pirates, I hadn't heard that term.
Yeah, I kind of think of them as
they might like that. I don't know. We'll have to try that out. Be careful, though.
So partly, you know, for Doug and I, that I think that's one of the most fun pieces of this. This is a real labor of love. And obviously we find some meaning in the idea of bringing social science out from the journals, but also that it's a terrific amount of fun to be hearing what people are excited about, to be passing around ideas, to be identifying things that are really cool in sociology and in the social sciences more generally. So that part of it is really energizing.
And let me just jump in too. I think, you know, it's kind of on the grad board model that we pioneered, you know, with context, which was kind of from Chris, your experience when you'd worked even on ASR.
Right.
What we're going to try to do with this group, it's the same, and a lot of the same students, but really allow them to be even more incubators for ideas, help us identify great new authors, important topics that we can really then, you know, kind of find the right science, find the right citations to touch on. But like Chris, mm-hmm. it's a really fun, exciting group. And again, to reiterate a point we made earlier, a little bit more interdisciplinary. Previously, it's all been sociology. We've got still sociology core, but we're bringing in some other folks as well.
So basically, then, like,
one other big partner too, right?
Yeah.
The other exciting thing that'll make this happen is a partnership that we're creating with Norton Publishing. We got to know the folks at Norton a little bit when they put together a collection of readings from some of our greatest hits as context editors. And kind of building from that relationship, they got extremely excited and supportive of what we had going on with Society Pages. So the idea now is that we're going to kind of partner together. They're going to help. They've developed kind of a business model and mm-hmm. plan that we're hoping will allow us you know, to keep our staff, our technology, our systems in place, and really take Society Pages to the next level. Chris, you want to say a little more about that?
Well, yeah, I think one of the real exciting things about working with Norton is that we'll be able to spin out some print material that will, I think, be real attractive to authors. That folks will be able to. We're kind of envisioning doing a series of short books. We've kind of worked on the analogy that we're operating as an indie record label, and that we'll be releasing a set of EPs over the next couple of years that will be thematic, but that will have kind of a similar design and feel to them. It'll give our authors a way to have a little more permanence with some of the work that they're writing. It'll give us some fun products to be working on, and I think it'll help stimulate a bunch of new pieces, new work on themes that we're all excited about.
Some of the content of that those volumes, John. The idea is that that's going to be content that'll come from the site. The white papers are an obvious one. As we develop these kind of short, hopefully chapter-length overviews and summaries of great research in the field, those will be the backbone of some of these texts. But we're also hoping there'll be teaching content that goes along with it. You know, we've had Holly Neisseth and Kaya have been great on our teaching website. They did a lot of the teaching mm-hmm. content for the context reader. So we're hoping that they'll be able to develop that.
You have a podcast too.
What's that?
I hear you have a podcast too.
And we've got these podcasts. We've got this new idea called Roundtables, where we've got students going out talking to people in the field about their work. Just another way to engage with sociology, to get kind of big ideas in different formats. And so as we do those interviews, produce those podcasts, we can transfer those into, you know, written text documents that we also think will go into those volumes. So, but the big idea that I think gets Norton excited and willing to, for them to give us some resources is that there's enough original content on the site that has lasting longer term value that they can start to, we'll produce that, it'll continue to be free, open access electronically all over, but they'll package some of that and turn it into, you know, book kind of materials that they'll hopefully be able to, you know, market and distribute for teaching sociology and other formats.
So that's really exciting. So basically more of what we've already been doing.
Yeah, I think more of it, but a lot more. I think the big challenge and difference as we move to this kind of new, you know, I mentioned the relaunch of TSP, it's to really try to have, you know, Chris and I with Letta and John be able to generate a lot more original content. Right. Whereas, you know, in the past years, as we worked on context, all of our energy is going into the print product. And that was great. We had a great experience with that. And now I think we're going to hopefully take some of that time and energy and expertise that we used to put in the print product, try to do that online, see what kind of content that generates. And fingers crossed that there's enough of that kind of content that it can become its own version, you know, own kind of books. I think it'll be, you know, I'm not quite sure exactly what those extended play format materials.
For those who don't know what an EP is,
it's kind of fun.
It's like buying four songs on iTunes and calling it after only four songs.
Right? Oh, that's all we're trying. Okay, that doesn't sound so bad.
No, not at all.
Do they sell EPs still? I mean, they're just short. I don't know.
Yeah, EPs. I think they're still out there. And you know, the thing for a band that makes it attractive is that it's not as intimidating as a whole album. It's not, you know, and you can get it out quickly. And then you can sell it in the back of the room at your shows, you know. So John, you know, we haven't talked about that, but you'll be the merch guy.
I get the merch table. All right.
Yeah. Well, actually, I mean, my vision of it is that we're just going to be doing our day to day, week to week thing on the website, and hopefully, there's enough of that content that we can let the Norton folks be our merch guys.
Yeah,
right. They can pull it together. But that the web, because really, our energy right now, you know, coming off of our previous, we just want as much sociology out there and accessible as possible. And that's, I think, why one of the reasons why we're so excited to be moving into this new phase and new era is because the website has been successful at that. We've got a lot of viewers, a lot of eyes, a lot of attention, and we just want to take that to another level. More information, more types of format and content, so we can really spread the word about what sociology and the social sciences, why they're important, what they have to offer on topics. That's where I get excited.
One of the great things that Doug and I have now about being able to focus on the site a little more intensely is that we're now a lot more aware and a lot more like on top of what's happening on TSP generally, whether that's the podcasts, whether that's the blogs, et cetera. So as Doug said, we really want to reiterate that we're committed to those things and trying to build them as well. But we're also saying, hey, this is going to be fun. We're going to be able to do some more writing.
Yeah,
you know, and we've got, you know, a lot of ideas and a lot of things percolating. So we're hoping to be rolling out in the next, really thinking of the next 2 years as this window where we're trying to build TSP and then come up for air and see where we are and what the long-term future's going to hold. But we're both really excited about it.
Yeah, and I think building both from the experiences we've had as editors, but also seeing the success of some of our bloggers. I mean, like what Gwen and Lisa have been able to do with Social Images, that's inspirational for us. Can we emulate that? Can we take some lessons from that? You know, whether it's the Thick Culture crowd or some of the other folks, kind of how they are able to take on topics and get eyes and attention to important issues. I think we've seen how they've been able to do that. And we're going to try to do some of that now, too, adding our spin, our content to that. And that kind of marriage of the experience we've had with the success of our bloggers, putting that all together with the new content for TSP, that's exciting.
Yeah. And I think too, you know, having a sensibility that that's going to be a little more independent is freeing in lots of ways. That you know, we don't have to be extremely cognizant that, oh, we're representing the American Sociological Association, or we're representing the University of Minnesota, or we're representing some other entity, that we can develop a sensibility on TSP that's going to cut across different things that people would hopefully be identifiable. It'll be agreeable. It'll be attractive to people, and it'll become a go-to site.
Yeah, and I mean, I'd say maybe a little bit more just on our niche too—a go-to site, you know, for students and those interested in sociology, but also in the media when people are looking for what's the sociological angle or who should we contact. I was just remembering one of the things we're going to start to do with our sightings feature. That team is going to every month nominating somebody in the media for a TSP award, which is going to be about general media folks, journalists who are making great use of the social sciences, great art, you know, writing good, doing good interviews, or making good use of sociological and social science perspectives. We're going to try to institute those awards to try to call attention to the good media work that's going on out there in the social sciences, and really to position ourselves as you know, kind of a clearinghouse, an incubator of that kind of nexus between the social sciences and the media that calls attention to things. And that's really our niche. And in a way, that's kind of what I'd like to go back to is, you know, our niche is not going to be commentary. It's not op-eds. Right. It really is just kind of promoting and disseminating, you know, core social science work that really is important. It's necessary. People need to know about it, want to know about it. But not always, that's not always easy, given the kind of arcane and technical ways that we social scientists usually go about our work. So hopefully we can help become a medium for facilitating that dissemination and conversation.
And that's all for this episode of Office Hours. Be sure to keep your eye on the societypages.org for all of these exciting new features we just talked about, and, of course, future episodes of Office Hours. See you soon.
Project for some inspiration.
Awesome.
They're writing.
I hope it worked.
Wow.